Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we are going to be looking at the Lisa Studio mattress. And you know me, got to give you that insider tip right out of the gate. Be sure to check those show notes for a link to an exclusive discount, all right? Let's talk sleep.
I am so ready to unpack this one. Lisa, they've been around since like the beginning, the early days of the whole bed-in-a-box mattress thing, and they've always stood out to me because of their commitment to like community impact. Oh. You know, donating thousands of mattresses. I know our listeners care about that kind of stuff.
For sure, for sure. Giving back, gotta love it.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got the Lisa Studio mattress here, got a review from Mattress Advisory, hot off the presses. What's the mission today? What are we trying to do here?
I think our mission really is to cut through all the marketing hype, you know, help you figure out if this is the mattress of your dreams. Or, you know, at least the mattress of your best sleep. We'll look at the good, the bad, and by the end, you'll know if this thing's right for the way you sleep. And for your budget, too, of course.
I love it. So, someone's out there walking their dog, listening to us right now. Hit them with the quick highlights from the review. Lisa Studio, what's the deal?
All foam mattress. So you get that classic memory foam feel, but this one lands at like a 6 out of 10 on the firmness scale. Relaxed firm, they call it. It's a 10-inch profile, not the thickest out there, and one of the biggest things it's got going for it is the price. It's affordable.
Okay, so value for money seems to be a big part of this mattress's, you know, appeal. But I'm thinking, who's this mattress really for? Who's going to be happiest on this thing?
Well, if I'm looking at this review, I'd say side sleepers, back sleepers. They're going to be pretty happy campers on this mattress. Mm-hmm. That relaxed, firm feel, it's a nice balance, gives you contouring and support, perfect for those positions. And of course, anyone on a budget, this is priced very competitively.
Yeah, that makes sense. But as with any mattress, it's probably not the perfect fit for absolutely everyone, right?
Right, exactly. Stomach sleepers, they might want something a little firmer. You know, they need that extra support to keep their hips from sinking in. Otherwise, it can mess with your spine alignment. And then heavier folks, they might want to think about a thicker mattress or maybe a hybrid with some coils in there for more support. 10 inches might not cut it for everyone.
All right, so side and back sleepers, you're probably good to go. Stomach sleepers, heavier folks, maybe a little more caution, do a little extra research. Let's talk construction. This mattress has 4 layers, and I'm always so curious about how those layers work together.
Me too. It's like each layer has a job to do, right? They all got to work together, like pieces of a puzzle to make that sleep experience happen. Hmm. You've got the top layer. It's a breathable knit cover with those signature Lisa stripes. Helps with airflow. Then under that, a layer of what they're calling a responsive memory foam. I'm thinking that's where that pressure relief comes from, the contouring. Mm-hmm. And then this is where it gets interesting. A layer with billions of air capsules.
Air capsules. Sounds high tech and probably helps keep things cool.
Right. And that's exactly what they're for. They create like channels within the mattress, help move air through all that foam so you don't get that heat trap. And then at the bottom, your base layer, good and dense. It's the support structure of the whole mattress, like the foundation of a house, keeps everything from collapsing.
So they've really thought about the heat. I mean, everyone knows that memory foam can sleep hot. It's like a common complaint. They seem to have addressed that head on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk comfort. The review talks about this relaxed, firm feel. What does that actually mean? Like, what does it feel like to sleep on?
I always think of it like a gentle hug. You'll sink in a little bit, you know, at your hips, shoulders, and pressure points. But it's not like you're being swallowed whole. You get that moderate sinkage. That's what gives you the pressure relief and helps keep your spine aligned, especially for side sleepers. Super important. And the responsive part, that means it bounces back quickly. You know, you're not stuck.
Yes. The dreaded stuck in the mattress feeling. Not fun. We've all been there.
Yeah.
But here's my question. And I bet some of our listeners are thinking this too. All the sinking in softness, does it actually have enough support? Especially if you're someone who likes a firmer mattress. You know?
Yeah, totally. That's something people always ask about all foam mattresses. But you got to remember that base layer, that dense one we talked about. That's where the Lisa Studio gets its support, like the core support. It distributes your weight evenly so you're not just disappearing into the mattress.
Okay, so there's more to it than meets the eye. It's not just soft. It's got structure.
Ooh.
Let's circle back to those air capsules for a second. Do they actually make a difference when it comes to temperature? I mean, I'm always a little skeptical of these cooling claims, you know?
I hear you. Memory foam, it's got that reputation for sleeping warm. And for some people, honestly, nothing's going to totally solve that. But the air capsules and the breathable cover, they do seem to make a difference. Compared to a traditional memory foam mattress, this sleeps more temperature neutral.
Okay, so it's not a miracle worker, but it sounds like they've definitely put in the effort. Now, we've talked sleep styles in general, but let's get specific. How does this mattress actually perform for different positions?
Mm-hmm.
Side, back, and dare I say it, stomach.
All right, let's break it down. Side sleepers, we've already touched on this. The contouring is a big win. Pressure relief, keeps your spine aligned, all good things. Back sleepers should also be pretty happy. You've got that firm base, provides really good lumbar support.
Sounds like a lot of people would be pretty happy with this mattress so far.
Yeah.
What about our stomach sleeping friends out there?
Well, I'll be honest, stomach sleepers usually need a firmer surface. It keeps their hips from sinking too far, which can strain your back. The Lisa Studio, it does have that supportive base, but might not be quite enough if you're a strict stomach sleeper.
So maybe not the top pick for those diehard stomach sleepers out there, but at least we're being thorough. Okay, let's talk about sharing a bed. How does the Lisa Studio handle couples?
All right, this is where things get interesting. Because it's all foam, you get awesome motion isolation. Imagine your partner is tossing and turning all night. On this mattress, you're way less likely to feel it. And this is surprising for an all foam, it's got decent edge support. So you both can use the full surface of the mattress, you know, without feeling like you're about to roll off.
No more fighting for territory in the middle of the bed.
Yeah.
That's a win for couples. Let's be real though, sharing a bed isn't always about sleeping. How does this mattress do for, shall we say, other activities?
All right, let's talk about it. So it does have some responsiveness thanks to that top layer of memory foam, but it's not super bouncy. If you're a couple who enjoys a more, shall we say, energetic experience, might not be the ideal choice.
Okay, so you gain motion isolation, but you lose a bit of bounce. It's a trade-off. Now let's get practical here. How does this mattress actually get to your bedroom? Shipping, unboxing, all that. What can our listeners expect?
Lisa offers free shipping to all 50 states, always a plus. And it comes compressed, vacuum sealed in a box. Way easier to move than a regular mattress. Unboxing is pretty easy. You just take it out, unroll it, let it expand. Pretty straightforward.
I love it when things are easy. What about that new mattress smell? How bad is the off-gassing with this one? Some people, they're really sensitive to that.
Yeah, it's like most foam mattresses. There's a bit of an odor the first few days, but Lisa says it should be gone in 4 days max. If you're worried, unbox it in a well-ventilated room, let it air out a bit. No big deal.
4 days, that's not bad at all. Good tip for those with sensitive noses out there. What happens if someone gets the mattress, gets it all set up, and it's just, like, not the one?
Mm-hmm.
What are their options?
Lisa offers a 100-night risk-free trial. That's like 3 months, more than 3 months, plenty of time to sleep on it, literally, and figure out if it's right for you. If not, you return it. No hassle. Plus, 10-year warranty. Pretty standard, but still, good peace of mind.
Okay, so plenty of time to try it out, and the warranty's there if you need it. We've covered a lot. Ideal sleepers, layers, comfort support, cooling tech, couples, all the logistics. I'm feeling like a Lisa Studio expert over here.
We're just getting started, but we've laid the foundation for sure. So far, this seems like a really solid choice for side and back sleepers, people who want comfort, support, and are looking for good value.
Definitely ticking a lot of boxes. But don't go anywhere, everyone. We're going to dive even deeper in the next part of our deep dive. We'll look at how the Lisa Studio does for different body types, different positions, and we'll even talk about some alternative mattresses out there, just to give you the full picture.
And don't forget that exclusive discount. Link in the show notes, people.
You got it. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back to continue our Lisa Studio mattress journey.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Let's keep going with this Lisa Studio deep dive. Time to unpack some more details.
Yeah, last time we got that good overview, you know, the construction, who it's for, all the key features. Now I want to get down to the nitty-gritty. Like, how does this mattress actually do for different sleeping positions? I know it's probably good for side and back sleepers, but let's get specific.
You got it. Let's start with side sleepers then, since they're the ones who, you know, really need that pressure relief at their hips and shoulders.
Yeah, for sure. So how does the Lisa Studio do on that front?
Well, remember that relaxed, firm feel? It's a big deal here. It lets the mattress contour, you know, cradle those pressure points without being too hard or too soft. The Mattress Advisory Review, they actually call this out as a major plus for side sleepers.
And it's not just about comfort either,
yeah.
Right? That contouring, it's important for keeping your spine aligned too.
Oh, absolutely. Like, spinal alignment, it's so important for good sleep and for preventing aches and pains too. The review mentions that this mattress, it does a good job with spinal alignment for side sleepers. Big plus.
Okay, so side sleepers can rest easy, literally. What about back sleepers? How do they fare on the Lisa Studio?
Back sleepers, listen up. You're in luck. This mattress, it's great for back support too. That durable base layer, remember we talked about that? That's key. It gives you that support, that really good support in your lumbar region, so your spine stays nice and neutral.
Sounds like the Lisa Studio's got side and back sleepers covered. Mm. But we already know stomach sleepers might want to look elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. They usually need a firmer mattress, you know, keep those hips from sinking too low, and that helps keep the spine aligned. The Lisa Studio, like we said, it does have a supportive base, but might not be firm enough for those dedicated stomach sleepers out there.
Makes sense. Got to find that balance, you know, comfort and support for however you sleep. Okay, now I'm thinking body type. Does this mattress work for everyone, no matter how much they weigh?
Ooh, that's a good question. And this is where things get a little tricky. Because the Lisa Studio, it's only 10 inches thick. So if you're heavier, like over 250 pounds, it might not be the best fit. You might sink in a little too much, which can affect the support and end up being uncomfortable.
All right. So for our listeners who are, shall we say, lighter on their feet, Lisa Studio is probably fine. But if you're a bit heavier, maybe think about a mattress that's thicker or a hybrid with coils for extra support.
Exactly. It's always smart to check, you know, what the manufacturer recommends for weight. That way you know the mattress you're getting, it's going to work for you.
Makes sense. Okay, let's move on to motion isolation. I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there, they know exactly what it's like to be woken up by a partner who tosses and turns all night.
Oh, tell me about it. Partner disturbance, it's like the worst. But that's actually one of the areas where this Lisa Studio shines. Because it's all foam, it absorbs movement really well. So even if your partner is like doing the jitterbug all night, you're much less likely to feel it on this mattress.
Music to my ears. So peaceful sleep, even if your partner's a restless sleeper. And speaking of sharing a bed, how about edge support? No one wants to feel like they're going to roll off the bed if they get too close to the edge.
Oh, I know. And this is where the Lisa Studio might surprise you. Because the review mentions the edge support is actually pretty good. For an all-foam mattress, that is, it's that sturdy base layer that keeps you from sinking too much at the edges. So you can actually use the whole mattress.
So you're saying couples can really spread out and enjoy their space without feeling like you're on a sinking ship.
Exactly. Pretty impressive for an all-foam. Okay, now let's talk about something I know a lot of people, especially hot sleepers, care about. Breathability. Staying cool while you sleep.
Yeah, temperature regulation. That's a big one. It's like the eternal struggle, especially with memory foam, you know. Always has that reputation for trapping heat.
It's true. So the question is, does the Lisa Studio sleep hot or cool?
Give us the scoop.
Well, Lisa definitely seems to have tried to fix this issue, you know. They've got those air capsules, remember, for airflow. And the cover, it's breathable. So with those two things combined, it seems like it creates a more temperature-neutral sleeping experience.
Okay, so maybe it's not the coolest mattress ever, but it sounds like they've made a good effort to keep the heat down.
Right, exactly. And it's subjective too, right? What feels cool to one person might not feel cool to another. Personal preference plays a role.
True. Before we finish up this part of our deep dive, I think it's good to give some context. We're focused on this Lisa Studio, but there are a lot of mattresses out there.
So many. Right. It's a whole world of mattresses. The review actually mentions a couple other options that might be worth looking into.
Oh, perfect. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
What are some other mattresses people might like if the Lisa Studio isn't for them?
Well, one option is the Bear Original. It's all foam too, but it's made with a focus on like cooling specifically. So yeah. If you're a hot sleeper and you're worried that the Lisa Studio won't be cool enough, the Bear Original might be worth checking out.
Okay, interesting. A cooling-focused alternative. What's the other option they mentioned?
The other one is the Dream Foam Essential. This one's more basic, like no frills, but it's super affordable. So if you're on a tight budget and just want a comfy foam mattress without all the fancy extras, the Dream Foam Essential could be good.
Okay, so we've got a cooling-focused option and a budget-friendly option. Good to keep in mind. But remember, this is just a starting point.
For sure. There are tons of other mattresses out there, you know. It's always best to do your own research, compare, find the one that's perfect for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So we've covered a lot in this part of our Lisa Studio deep dive. Sleeping positions, body types, motion isolation, edge support, all that. Even look at some alternatives.
But hold on, people. Don't go switching off those podcasts just yet. We're going to wrap things up, give you our final thoughts and key takeaways in the next part of our deep dive.
We'll leave you with something to think about as you go on your mattress buying journey. So stick around. And we'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. And we are back, ready for the final stretch of our Lisa Studio deep dive. We've really looked at this mattress from all angles, haven't we?
We have. I think by now our listeners, they've got a really good sense of what this mattress is all about, what it can do.
Totally. But the big question, right? Yeah. The one everyone's waiting for, should you actually buy this mattress? What's the verdict?
You want the short version, I'd say. If you're a side or back sleeper and comfort, support, and value are important to you, then yeah. The Lisa Studio, it's a great option. It's going to hit that sweet spot for a lot of people.
Yeah, it really seems like a good all-rounder, especially if you're not, you know, trying to spend a fortune on a mattress.
Right. And don't forget, 100-night trial, 10-year warranty. That definitely adds to the whole package. Gives you peace of mind and plenty of time to figure out if it's the right mattress for you.
Okay, so we've established the Lisa Studio, it's a winner for a lot of people. But, like we've been saying, it's not going to be for absolutely everyone, right?
Nope. Definitely not a one-size-fits-all situation. Like we talked about, stomach sleepers might want something a little firmer, heavier folks might need more support, and if you sleep really hot, you might want to look at some other options.
It's all about knowing yourself and how you sleep, and that's why we do these deep dives. We want to give you the information so you can make the best decision for you.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, right? Yeah. Especially when it comes to getting a good night's sleep.
So true. Okay, before we wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've talked about all the different things that go into choosing a mattress. Comfort, support, materials, cooling, price. But if you were designing your dream mattress, what would be the most important thing to you?
Ooh, that's a good one. For me, I think it would have to be that perfect balance of support and pressure relief, you know? Like, a mattress that hugs you in all the right places, but also keeps your spine aligned. Like sleeping on a cloud, that's also secretly an orthopedic specialist.
Uh-huh. Love that. For me, I'm a hot sleeper, so it would have to be breathability. Like the ultimate cooling mattress. No more waking up in a sweat.
There you go. Everyone's got their own priorities when it comes to sleep. Hopefully this deep dive has helped you figure out what's important to you.
Absolutely. All right, as we wrap up our Lisa Studio adventure, remember to check out that exclusive discount link in the show notes. Try it out for yourself. Why not?
And sweet dreams, everyone.
Sleep well, and we'll see you on our next deep dive.